This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLD TIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Our second guest today is Conrad Brown, the General Manager of Joy 94.9. Good afternoon, Conrad.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to our Radiothon edition.
Thank you so much for having me.
Conrad, perhaps we could start with an idea of what a General Manager does. At a community organisation like Joy, I expect it's really involved.
It really is. It's a little bit of everything. So I think what it comes down to is kind of identifying the need that needs to be done. So not only do I kind of look after everything that's going on behind the scenes, I make sure that the people who look after all of our wonderful volunteers have got the support and the resources that they need, as well as making sure that we're sustainable and that we're growing and, you know, the fridge is stocked and there's toilet paper.
The essentials.
The essentials, exactly.
Oh, great. So could you share with us a little bit as to why you think Joy is important to the community?
Oh, how long is the show again?
No. You've got 2 minutes.
I'll bounce into it. Look, I think, you know, it's our mission statement says it all. We're a voice for the community. We help break down isolation. We give a voice to the people that might not necessarily have a chance to have their opinions heard, and we also bring people together, and we give the opportunity for lots of different types of people to meet in the middle, I guess, and really let people know all of the wonderful characters and the amazing different types of people that make up the Joy family.
Absolutely.
I imagine like an organization like Joy works with a lot of other organizations, community organizations.
Definitely.
In our case, can you explain a little bit how Joy and VAC work together?
Joy and VAC have a lovely long history together. Joy started just over 20 years ago on World AIDS Day, and obviously not being around as long as VAC, but really I think both organizations understood the meaning and the importance of community, and you know the great work that VAC does out in the community is reflected in the great work that you all do when you come to Joy. You know, it's letting us know all the great things that are going on out there, letting us know the challenges, letting us know what's happening within your fantastic organization, and really making sure that we work together in a way that is helpful and is going to really help the community as well.
So donations to Joy over $2 are tax deductible. With tax time around the corner now, it's the time to donate. That's So Joy. Call 1-300-569-949.
Now, Conrad, how's Radiothon going?
Radiothon seems to be going really well. We're hearing lots of really great things out there. I think every year it's changing and evolving, and we're starting to see, you know, the importance of things like social media and really community-driven and people-driven, the way that it reaches out to everyone. So, it seems like it's going well. Everyone's having a lot of fun. I think, you know,
there's lots of really good snacks out there too.
you're welcome. and also, I think the other thing that we're seeing is online donations and becoming a member online has really changed, obviously, the way that a Radiothon or a membership drive happens now for us. In some ways, it's great from an admin point of view. In other ways, you know, people going, oh, I don't get a chance to, you know, let all those amazing people on air know how much I love them and appreciate what they do. But we do have a comments function built into when you donate or become a member online. So you can still share all those wonderful things and do it in your own time. And,
that's good.
It's a fantastic way. So, yeah, lots of changes, but so far, so good. We're at the halfway point. It's a marathon, Tex, not a sprint.
It's a marathon. I've heard people all over the weekend, especially, and also last night, talk about people from overseas are able to become members. They don't go into this current prize draw round, but they can show their support, because I know from personal experience there are people listening who listen all over the world. So is that something we encourage for people anywhere?
Definitely, and I think it came back to a conversation I had recently with someone via email, and he lives in Brighton in the UK, and he said, "I really love what you do. I don't know if becoming a member is something I should do. I really want to support everything that you stand for." And I said, "Look, you can become a member, you can make a donation, whatever you think is appropriate." And he said, "I guess for me, it's not that the station necessarily is for me, mm-hmm. but I can see the importance and why it's there, and that's why I want to support what you do." And I think that kind of sums up Joy in a lot of ways. You know, you can be super engaged and listen every day and love every single thing that we do, or you might be a little less frequent of a listener, but love the fact that we're here and know that it's important, that while it might not necessarily be something that you need every day in your life, there is someone else out there who does. So by supporting Joy, you help us help those people who might be on a different part of their journey, of wherever they are in their lives, and it's really important to help. So if you are overseas, we'd love to have you as a member. We'd love you to make a donation. We'd just love to hear from you.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.